Every day we're mixing up our new country concoctions just for you. A little bit of rock and a hard place, red wine and mix. Then some,
you pick the damn good day to leave.
And top it off with this is New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet, you didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell. My buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me.
Country evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country
93.5.
Saw a 95 F-150 at a stoplight. Looked a lot like yours, but it didn't have that learned to drive stick shifting that I put in the door. Or that sunshine state sticker on the gate we got.
Who's turning up the radio way too late? I've been holding out with you. Who's people?
New Country 93.5. So sorry to bother you, but we appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us. And we're going to focus on the word sorry. Right there, how I used it, I'm abusing the word sorry.
Yeah, we definitely use it so often as Canadians that A, it's lost its meaning, and B, we use it for things that, like, it's not meant to be used to say, like, excuse me or pardon me. It's supposed to be to apologize, and we're not using it right.
So sorry.
And how many times do you actually say sorry in a day?
Going out of my mind these days. Like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight. I can't concentrate. And I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving. I'd rather do it. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Not the most exclusive club, but maybe, just maybe, the most rewarding. Hey! Sign up today at newcountry935.com.
Been so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it will make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. Thank you.
maybe. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open, wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. All the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stoning wrong don't mix with loving hurt. Does that make me
It's New Country, 93.5. If you just popped in, an overused phrase and or word for us, not anything new. It's the word sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of rears its ugly head in every situation that we have, almost every situation.
Yeah. So how often do you think you use the word sorry on a daily basis?
Boy. I would say easy 20 times.
No way.
I'd have to say that.
What are you apologizing for?
Look at me. I'm a lot.
You walk into a room. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Is this a bad time? Is this, are we talking about, sorry, I can leave. I'll show myself out. That's usually at home.
Okay. Yeah.
It's probably a really bad time I came in.
Right, right.
Sorry. Have no business being here.
All your roommates are looking at there. You angrily.
My wife's like, you know, this is the bedroom. Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
So sorry I should
so
be
sorry.
Here. I don't know what I was thinking.
I should have knocked. My bad.
Yeah. I'll show myself out.
Yeah. You know what? I'll come back in a couple days. Yeah.
Text me when it's best for everyone. How about
again,
that?
Again, sorry.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Carry on, everybody.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Lots of smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I do say it quite a bit.
About 20 times a day. That's a lot.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, just having a discussion with you and me in the studio.
Yeah.
There's a good five stories going on.
Absolutely.
There's got to be.
You really do apologize every room you walk into.
I think I do.
Every time you open your mouth, it's sorry.
Sorry. I do have an idea, but, you know, it's probably not that good anyway.
Sorry.
I'll let you guys go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is exactly how it goes in here.
Yeah, I think so. I think it does.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more than 20 times.
You know what? I actually think it's a good practice for everyone. Let's start counting.
Yeah, I think we should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I'm going to get tired.
I know. We got to start the counter tomorrow because
I'm sure
we're already like 20 deep at this point.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense. Dylan, do you think we overuse the word sorry?
I would agree. I think that we're a more apologetic nation just because we realize that barking back at somebody instead of saying sorry might cause more tension. So we always say sorry to diffuse the situation.
I even find sometimes I say sorry as another way of saying pardon me, or like if I didn't hear someone, I'll say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And like, that's not, I'm not really using it properly.
No, I know.
But I still just say it.
That's a nice way of using it though. And instead of going, what'd you say?
Yeah. And I even find pardon me sounds a little bit rude. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little harsh to me.
Yeah, Sasha, I agree. I think it's almost like, pardon me. Like the way you say it can be taken in so many different contexts.
Yes.
Pardon?
Yeah. Pardon?
Yeah, exactly.
Pardon? What? Pardon?
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why
the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh, my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Canada Day, we're turning it up Northern style.
Always be Northern.
The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Guided toward meaningful career pathways. Together, let's build a stronger, more inclusive community. For all the details and to see eligibility requirements, visit peelcareer.com.
Get ready for Canada's wildest action sports festival. Don't miss Jackaloo. July 11th to 13th at Celebration Square and Square One Shopping Center in Mississauga. Watch international pros shred street and vertiscape, base jumpers leap from a crane, Moto X fly high, and breakdancers battle. Try bouldering or trampoline for yourself. Then refuel at food trucks and dance to live DJs. Open to all ages. And the best part, it's free. Courtesy of Visit Mississauga. Details at jackaloo.ca. Watch it. Try it. Live it.
Straight from Nashville, and he's coming back home.
Can you believe I'm front line for the things I do?
Dallas Alexander, this Saturday at Adelaide Hall. Catch Canada's Own live on stage, playing his most beloved songs, including his new single, out soon, Seven Words.
You ended us with seven words.
Don't miss it. Dallas Alexander, one night only. Doors open at 7 this Saturday at Adelaide Hall. Get your tickets now at dallasalexander.ca.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
We know you've probably mastered how to order pierogies without calling them pierogies. And we know you know kielbasa isn't pronounced kielbasa. So why is Luxusova vodka still so hard for people to say? All right, fine. We totally understand. Polish is hard. Luxusova vodka. The number one selling potato vodka in the world. Looks for it at the LCBO.
Luxusova vodka.
Hard to say, smooth to drink.
Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Paul. It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around the house as if I don't have enough on my plate. My washing machine decides to call it quits. Mid-cycle. So I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before the panic could set in. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy's taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code NEWCOUNTRY for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in a spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. I sit you down, I sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do. Write my name on your heart. Wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey, girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me want to write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do. To write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Looking at you, looking at me that way. Makes me want to grab my old guitar and play. Something like, wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. And it goes like, ooh. And it goes like, hey. And it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. If you just rolled into the show, we're talking about using and abusing the word sorry. Way too much.
Yeah, as Canadians, it is our rite of passage, I think, that we just apologize for anything and everything. We use sorry. I would say on a daily basis, it's probably like the third most used word that we have.
There should be a Canadian flag and right underneath it, sorry, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would capture everything. Yes. How many times do you use the word sorry coming up?
I got a sight in my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend, Rebinds bottles. Ricky down the road, he resells red wings. Hell, I got a guy for looking for someone. For someone who's gonna build it back, but I ain't got a guy for that. 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 No VIP up at MIT, and it still won't let me fly the time machine. Someone to turn back the hands on my new AP, but buddy, what I really need. It's someone.
Casey Clark Show.
Yeah.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Let's go, girls. Like a woman. The girls need a break tonight. I'm gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best. Like a woman.
you like a woman.
Country 93.5. Thanks again for jumping in here if that's what you're doing. And if you have to jump back out, listen, we got a podcast that we put everything together to keep you updated. And well, you can check in on us anytime too. And we do that wherever you got your podcasty things.
And if you have any comments or questions about the podcast or the show, you can direct message us through our socials.
We're talking about using or overusing the word sorry. We catch ourselves doing that all the time. I just did it. Two seconds ago.
I know.
And I'm like, okay, it's interesting that we're known for a nation of saying sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this began.
Well, and I think we use sorry not just to apologize.
No.
I use it when I can't hear someone and I want them to repeat themselves. A lot of times if I need to get by someone, like if I'm in the grocery store, I'll say, oh, sorry. Again, I'm not apologizing. I need you to move, actually.
Yeah,
but
get out of my way.
Exactly. But I'm not going to say get out of my
way. Yeah.
I'm just going to say sorry. So I find we overuse sorry because we're not really using it how it's intended
to
be.
No, we're not.
Not at all.
We have abused the word sorry.
And we apologize for that.
We do apologize.
Yeah.
We have misled sorry astray.
We really have.
The word sorry, we have to apologize to the word sorry.
Sorry.
We're sorry for using you, sorry, in so many dumb ways.
Oh, man.
And sorry's like, yeah, okay, I get it. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you think sorry's Canadian? I'm pretty sure the word sorry is Canadian.
1,000%. We own that word.
I think so. Wow. I guess there could be other things that, you know, we could be known for, which would be awful.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
To be overly apologetic, I don't think is the worst thing to be known
for. But you're right.
For.
When you're trying to move somewhere, you're like, sorry.
Just
trying to get around you, sorry.
Just say excuse me. But I get it, because I will always say sorry.
I am sorry that I have to move around you.
Yes, I'm sorry that you are in my way.
I am so sorry that you're in front of me.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry that you have no spatial awareness and continue to stand in front of the thing that I need to get at.
Do you think we're using it on a sarcastic level now?
A little bit.
Really?
I think that's why other nations get irritated with it, because we overuse it to the point where I think it almost comes off as a little condescending sometimes.
Maybe I kind of like that part then.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, maybe I like that. Sydney, you use sorry a lot?
I mean, I work in customer service, so I say sorry a lot during my day. But whether I mean most of those stories is the real question,
fair.
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
You're so right. And then it becomes kind of like a boy who cried wolf situation, right? You say it way too much,
right?
Loses its meaning.
Yeah. And it's like there's a difference between saying sorry and saying I apologize.
Right.
As soon as you say apologize, I feel like there's more weight to it and you kind of mean it a bit more, where you're right. Sorry is just a thing that we Canadians say.
I find it's become, instead of apologizing, sorry has almost become the new, like, whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's the easy way out.
Yeah.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey, Daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink.
backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole buckled in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Ah, the smell of spring. Yeah. Combined with the sound of country music, well, there's just nothing better. New Country.
Darkness and guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where my journey will end, but I know where it starts. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I try carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize.
Country. 93.5. The Casey Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns, proudly Canadian, with locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, ComeOn.com. You thinking underdog?
Come on.
Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on!
Hockey playoffs, it's all right here at ComeOn.com. Every team, every game, every series. All the way to the cup. Come on! At ComeOn.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on!
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions, to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills. And make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park. With a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at LexusOnThePark.ca. Or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it, only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at PCExpress.ca.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Sasha's info.
As the weather's getting nicer and we might want to skip out of work early, these are considered surefire, no questions asked excuses that you can use.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, yeah.
I'll share those with you coming up. Very important. Make sure you get your pen and paper out for these. There's a TikTok trend that may help you relieve some stress. A viral video is going around about the 5 days you should schedule for yourself every month. Mm-hmm. One of the days is a reset day. This is a day where you'll organize your life. You set it aside to pay bills, deep clean your space, maybe catch up on some household chores that you normally put off throughout the week. There's a no screen day / digital detox day.
Yeah, I like that.
An explorer day. This is where you learn or try something new.
Oh, okay.
A reflection day where you just kind of sit there you think about, I know.
Okay.
You might need a couple days for this
one.
Yeah,
okay.
It's for deeper introspection and just think like, am I where I want to be in my life right now?
How much time do you have on your hands that you can do all of this?
That's a really, really good point.
Seriously.
But the idea is to make time because it is important for your mental well-being to be able to reset every once in a while.
Hey, honey, I'm just going to take a little me time and reflect. Okay, that's what I'm doing right now. So I know I got to do that, but I'm reflecting.
But that's for the reset day, to do the to-do list.
I'm doing the reset day, hon. That's not going to fly.
And then there's a wellness day as well. Okay. So think of that as a spa day. That might be where you put on a face mask or have an extra long bath and just chill out. Do you think you can fit all those in?
Oh, sure.
I know it's hard. These are considered surefire, no questions asked excuses that you can use.
Okay, I'm writing
these
down.
If you find yourself wanting to leave work early, say that there's an emergency with your home, like a water leak I saw something on the security cams. I gotta go check it out.
An old guy trying to break in.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
No one's going to ask any questions.
No, I like that.
Simply just saying you're sick or you have a headache. The key is to keep it pretty generic. Mm-hmm. Usually people won't ask questions unless you start getting very specific.
Okay.
Say there's a family emergency. Again, no one's going to question
That's it.
It's a good one. And this one's your fave. I bet it is. What do you think the excuse is?
My favorite is, I don't know. What is my favorite? I got a couple in the old pocket.
It's a diarrhea or
the scoots.
Stomach issues. Yeah. Because again, no one is going to question that. No one wants to. No one's going to ask for proof that you're having some internal issues.
You know me so well.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. You use it all the time.
I do. And yeah, so if you tell somebody you have the scoots, not only work, you can get out of life.
You can get out of life for the day.
You can.
And then you can squeeze in those reset and reflect days.
I like when we're using scoots and then we also use the word squeeze. Well, you did it. I was just recognizing
it. I didn't realize that. That's so gross.
Yeah, it is.
That's your info dump.
Ah!
Got a souped up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this high. Time.
Country.
New Country.
93.5.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. I got a Cabernet with a name on it. Drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Country 93.5 is Jelly Roll.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I
prayer, like Hail Mary's if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers, like Hail Mary's if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
New Country 93.5. So if you can hang out for another 15 or so minutes, coming up, we're going to talk about the note we got from Bridget, who listens to the show, and in a very exciting time in her life that's been spoiled.
Yeah, her and her husband figured out what they're going to name their new baby, which is like a huge accomplishment in itself to agree upon a name.
Super exciting.
However, after they figured that out, some intel came into Bridget about that name that they selected, and she doesn't want to use it anymore.
Wow, we'll give you the full details. Coming up.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing with Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. There's guys that can't communicate. About that, am I okay? I think I'm okay.
still breathing.
Just ask your assistant to turn us on. Hey, Google, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
You were made to shine under southern stars, pure as mountain rain. You're the love song pouring out of this guitar, sweeter than sugar cane. You got my heart wrapped up like it's down in a holler, covered in kudzu vines. When the night feels right, I'm gonna come a-calling, I'm gonna make you mine. You're hallelujah, Sunday morning, all I've ever needed, wanted. Underneath this pale moon sky, I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah, I'm gonna make you mine. Gonna take you slow, dancing by the water.